It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to AM 970, The Answer, your home for not only what is happening, but what it means and how it affects you. We call this After Hours. I'm Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now on AM 970, The Answer.
Straight ahead, we'll get a check of the markets from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. Just before that, we will check the culture with Alicia Krauss. And we get started with the breaking news and Rabbi Shmuley Boteach from some action on the east side today. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Bench thinking is your drive home.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
The United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values. Just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
Said the long, gangly one with a funny-looking Herman Munster face with a totally straight face and no laughing today. That was John Kerry earlier trying to convince the American people that taking all Jewish ownership out of the city of Jerusalem, out away from the Wailing Wall, away from the temple, that this is somehow in keeping with American values. Welcome, everybody. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a busy night tonight. This is the latest buffoonery from the administration that is determined to burn every inch of soil before it leaves the White House on January the 20th. And today, not having successfully hacked his way through this story badly enough last week, President Obama turned to his Herman Munster in chief and said, Mr. Kerry, you go take the bullet on this one. And some of the most absurd things you have ever heard come out of an American public elected official's mouth came out of our Secretary of State today. That was just one of them. That when we voted to injure Israel, that when we voted to take away their right to exist on property that they've had, well, just in the region, they've had three different Israeli states over the course of human history. To say that they don't have a claim to it, it defies logic. Someone who was with us today at the rally that was held at 45th and 1st, I was there right at the beginning, couldn't stay long, but was pleased with the hundreds that showed up. But someone else who was there was Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. You know him, you've seen him across the cable spectrum, and he had a fiery message to those that came and defended Israel today. Rabbi, welcome. Kevin McCullough, good to have you back on the show today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
When I say that this is buffoonery to say that American values were voted in favor of last week, as John Kerry asserted, am I exaggerating the point?
I think it's a classic case of understatement. What are American values? American values are liberty, freedom, human dignity, infinite value of human life. How was any of that upheld at the Security Council, where this administration could not pass a single resolution against the genocide in Syria, the indiscriminate slaughter of Arab children with mustard and sarin gas, because they were too busy crafting a resolution condemning the Jewish state of Israel? How is it American values to overlook the implosion of Syria, the fall of Aleppo, which the whole world watched in horror, while President Obama, John Kerry, Susan Rice, and Samantha Power, our foreign policy quartet, decided to obsess over Jews building additional nurseries in East Jerusalem rather than watch or stop 500,000 innocent Arabs being massacred.
Right.
Talk about a Jewish obsession. I mean, there's a fixation that John Kerry has with Israel and with settlements. What are settlements? Settlements are Israelis, Jews, who build communities in land that they acquire to live in peace, to bring civilization to areas that are neglected, ignored, or face brutality
right.
from the Palestinian Authority.
Right. Well, in the last 4 years, I've taken three trips to Israel. I'm going to take a fourth next year in the fall, hopefully take listeners with me again to show them what Israel is truly like up close and personal. And Rabbi, every time that I'm there, I tried to make a visit to Judea and Samaria particularly the area around Shiloh, which is where the original Old Testament temple was before King David took Jerusalem as the capital. And when I go there, I'm always reminded of the biblical text, Hannah praying, Eli first rebuking her and then apologizing and then promising her a son who turns out to be Samuel, who then anoints King Saul and King David. And out of that, even, Rabbi, Christians have the line of Christ where the birth of our faith is given there. And so these areas are important. They're sacred. Typically, what happens when Palestinians move into some of these areas? They knock them down. They are disrespectful. There's all kinds of problems that go with it. If it was nothing more than just the protection of history, that would be important enough. But I have never in all of human history been able to conceive of someone making an argument that the temple built by the Jewish people and that the Wailing Wall where people pray weekly can somehow no longer be Jewish in nature.
I, too, love Shiloh. I visit there often. I love Judean Samaria and the arid beauty of the Judean hills. It's the biblical cradle of Jewish civilization. There is a strong argument to be made that Jesus would have been declared to be an illegal occupier right now because he is from those areas in the Galilee in the north.
Huh.
To my Christian brothers and sisters who are listening, I say to you that Israel is the only place where Christians can practice their faith in the Middle East openly without any fear of being harmed. On the contrary, the Jewish people love and adore our Christian brothers and sisters who love Israel, who respect Israel. The Christian evangelical community here in the United States are absolutely the most stalwart protectors of the Jewish state. And that does not go unnoticed by our community. And to see a Christian president and a Christian secretary of state and Susan Rice, et cetera, and not protect the Christian community who is being slaughtered throughout the Middle East, and to fixate instead on Jewish settlements. See, that's what doesn't make sense here, the obsession, the absolute obsession. I mean, here John Kerry is going out of office. He's got 3 weeks left to be being Secretary of State. Isn't he going to say something about Aleppo? Isn't he going to say something about Arab children that were gassed to death while he did that stupid, obscene deal with Russia, of all countries, to remove the mustard gas from Syria, which was a farce? They still have all their weapons of mass destruction. They still have gas attacks, chemical attacks against their citizens. Doesn't he give a damn? What is his obsession with Israel? I mean, he is a failure as Secretary of State. Look at what the Middle East looks like under his watch, and he's still obsessing over Jews praying at the Western Wall. It's an unhealthy obsession. It's an unhealthy fixation. And we have to kind of get to the root of what is his problem. If I were him, and I was looking at my legacy, and I understood that ISIS is taking over so much of the Middle East, if I understood that all the American sacrifice in Iraq, 5,000 dead, $1 trillion spent, is almost for naught, if I understood the American sacrifice in Afghanistan, another 5,000 dead, $1 trillion spent, again, almost for naught, that no democracy is spreading, no freedom is spreading, and he's concerned about peaceful Jews living in Judea and Samaria, it undermines his legacy, and someone's got to kind of tap him on the shoulder and say, just stop already.
Yeah. Well, let me focus on the what can be done, because there is legislation going before Senator Cruz, Paul, Rubio, Cotton, Lockhart, and Graham, I think, are the ones that are sponsoring it, that would call on the UN to be defunded. In just 10 seconds, Rabbi, is this the right approach? Is this what we need to do, really lay the law down with the UN?
Defund the political organizations of the UN, including the Security Council, the General Assembly. They're a waste of time. Fund only the humanitarian projects that fight disease and fight poverty.
All right. That's pretty easy to understand. Rabbi, thank you for your contributions today, and thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, and thank to you as well. Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. Okay, when we continue, we've got a lot more to get to today. Lots of breaking news across the board. I want to help you check the front pages of tomorrow's papers, which, by the way, this is going to be the dominant story. Front page of the New York Times tonight. Kerry rebukes Israel, calling settlements a threat to peace. Anybody that says the settlements are a threat to peace have never either been to the settlements, which Kerry claimed today that he had been, or they just simply don't understand what they are. So he's either a liar or he's incompetent or he's just making stuff up. And knowing John Kerry, I'm John Kerry, it could be all three of them wrapped into one. Also, on the front page of the papers tonight, some other developments in that horrible shooting. You remember that engaged couple? New York Daily News saying that they have found the attacker on the surveillance footage. They are going after him. And in the New York Post, Kerry again on the front page saying Israeli settlements will destroy the path to peace. funny, when I'm there, there is peace. And it's odd how this twisted version of what's happening looks. We'll get some more perspective on this. Alicia Krauss joins me next. It is the Wednesday edition of After Hours. Kevin McCullough, lots more to come on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Mostly cloudy skies, 36 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, no shock here. Cross Bronx westbound, extremely slow from the Bruckner to the outbound George Washington Bridge. Now, the inbound George Washington Bridge is 45 minutes for the upper, about 25 to 30 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, 60 minutes. Outbound Lincoln, 30 minutes. Inbound Holland Tunnel, about 20 minutes from either approach. The outbound Holland Tunnel, a 30-minute delay. Accident in Brooklyn just cleared on the BQE southbound near Atlantic Avenue. It's still slow, though, on the BQE southbound from Queens Boulevard. An accident in Rockland on the New York State Thruway southbound near Exit 12 by the Palisade Center Mall. Well, it's got the left and center lanes out on the Thruway southbound, and this just in on Long Island. Accident on the ramp from the Northern State westbound to the westbound LIE. Tomorrow, alternate side of the street, parking rules in effect. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I'm Michelle Brown, CEO of Choose New Jersey, and I think you should do just that. Choose New Jersey. International logistics company Sofrigo could have selected anywhere in the country for their U.S. facility, but they saw the advantage of New Jersey's location. They recently opened a state-of-the-art refrigerated warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, ideally located a mile from Newark International Airport and Elizabeth Seaport. Please visit choosenj.com to find out why your company should choose New Jersey, just like Sofrigo did.
This message sponsored by Choose New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
Dr. Howard has put together an all-new health challenge that will absolutely allow you to find out for yourself what Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies will do for you. The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of free product. Yes, 2 months of free Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Call now for details. And who knows, you may be hearing your own success story on the radio. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
I would love to have it forever. They're just awesome.
This is Vincent Verga with your Smart Approach to Retirement Minute. At PFS Wealth Management Group, we believe that it is important to be strategic with regards to your Social Security benefits. Don't solely rely on it and Medicare to cover all your costs once you stop working. If you claim Social Security at 62, then you just get 75% of what you would receive each month if you waited until you were 66. Claiming an early retirement benefit at age 62 will reduce your payments for the rest of your life. With each year, even each month, you delay taking Social Security, you receive more. As an example, if you were to receive $1,000 at age 66, by waiting until you're 70, you'd get $1,320. On the other hand, if you started receiving benefits at age 62, you'd get just $750. Learn how. Give my office a call at 888-331-2821. 888-331-2821. For more in-depth tips on retirement, tune into my show, The Smart Approach to Retirement, Saturday morning at 6.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. As it happens. Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
If the choice is one state, Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both.
Why not?
I'm John Kerry, and I'm here to say I have been a complete failure my entire public life.
So disgusting. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Much to yet get to this afternoon on the fastest hour here on AM 970, the answer of the day. Alicia Krauss joins us. She's the one of the two morning roses amongst the thorns at our sister station, AM 870, the answer in Los Angeles. And I realized, Alicia, after talking with you last week, we talked way too much about your colleagues. We must have taken half the segment talking about your two colleagues that people never even get to hear or know anything about, and it was largely over people's heads, so I apologize for that. Anyway, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. Fun to be here. We actually informed our listeners this morning that we encouraged them not to operate heavy machinery while we took that awful, god-awful John Kerry speech live.
Yeah. And I don't know what was worse, how boring his delivery is or the level of lies that were told in the midst of it. But, you know, there were several hundred people in support of Israel that rallied on the east side of New York today and sent the message that the UN does need to be defunded. There's an effort underway from Senators Cotton, Cruz, Rubio, Paul, Lockhart, and Graham, I believe, are the co-sponsors to get the UN defunded. This is the right path that we should be traveling, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable to me that the Obama administration, and some people seem like surprised by this action, but you and I and people like us that have been paying attention to the UN for years, even under the reign of, you know, Clinton and Bush, and then under the last 8 years of the Obama administration and all of the actions that they have taken that are blatantly anti-Israel, including Uncle Joe Biden making Bibi Netanyahu wait, for 2 or 3 hours at the Naval Observatory to start a late dinner out of utter disrespect and, like, it was an attempt at an awful power play by the Obama administration. I think that some people were surprised, but they shouldn't be. And I would hope that President-elect Trump and his future administration step in and within the first 100 days move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. You know, start finally putting on passports that are there that that it's Jerusalem, Israel. It currently just says Jerusalem and has no country because our country are cowards and not recognizing something that the Bible has stated for thousands of years.
Right.
That Jerusalem is, as Bibi Netanyahu said today, the eternal capital city of Israel. And I think that we need to make a staunch move in the direction of protecting and defending and standing with our most sincere and solid ally in the Middle East.
No, I think that that's well said. In fact, Alicia, in her daytime work, not only does talk radio, but she's also an advocate for an organization called Prager University. And if you've ever wanted to try to understand the Palestinian-Israeli conflict in 5 minutes in a way that you can forward to everyone on the web, you need to go to Prager University and look up Dennis Prager's 5-minute course on the Palestinian-Israeli history. It will blow you away. Alicia, I have used it so many times. I'll get a hip millennial that'll say, "Hey, what's the big deal here? Why is this such a big deal?" I'll just send them the link, and I'll repeatedly get letters back from folks saying, "Kev, this opened my eyes so much. It's really one of the best things that you guys have done there," and I strongly encourage people to use it.
Yeah, and I think that one of the best lines that is incredibly accurate, even to this day, that Dennis utters in that script, that our scripts, by the way, are impeccably researched, and we try to make them as evergreen as possible because, understandably, you know, when the video was released, gosh, 18 months ago, it was during the last Israel-Palestinian conflict when there were suicide bombers going off and, you know, women and children being used as shields in weapons facilities by Hamas and Hezbollah,
right,
and the PLO. But Dennis says, he's like, you know, if the Palestinians put down their arms, there would be peace. If the Israelis put down their arms, there'd be total annihilation of the Jewish state. And there has been a lot of Twitter commentary today, but a friend of mine, J.V. Covino, who is a Filipino immigrant to the United States, said, you know, it's very clear to the world that you could have Jews in Israel relocate to a man-made island in the Pacific And there are countries at the UN that would still say that they had no right to that land.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and one of the things that is really concerning to the people that were both at the rally and are advocates of Israel across the country today that are saying is that this will embolden the terrorist movement within the region in ways that few things ever have. And because mm-hmm. now you're putting people closer to what's left of the Israeli territory, it just becomes more and more difficult for the people to defend. In fact, I was asked by the New York Daily News today. I'm hoping that they use the entire quote in the piece tomorrow. But they asked Kev, "Don't you believe in a two-state solution?" And I said, "I'm not. The details of the solution are more important than how many states are involved, because when you look at Jordan, you have a nation that is about 85% Palestinian to begin with. The Hashem people are not going to be, the dominant force there much longer. The king of Jordan is doing all that he can to, create a safe and prosperous place for Palestinians to live. My very simple thought is, let the Palestinians that want to live alongside Palestinians and be Palestinians move to Jordan. Let those that want to become Israelis, which, by the way, the Jewish state allows more than 1 million Palestinians to be Israeli citizens, let them be Israelis. Let them become an assimilated part of the country they wish to be part of. But enough with this trying to carve up this little tiny speck of land that's not any bigger than the state of New Jersey.
Well, and it was so laughable today when John Kerry tried to say that Israel's economy will improve if there's a two-state solution. I mean, he seems to not recognize that the PLO is so awful. There are actually people living in Palestinian territory and Palestinian-occupied territory that go through those security, checkpoints that he mentioned to go work in Israel and are employed by, Israelis, including Jews, Christians, and Muslims alike, because the economy in Israel is already better.
Yeah.
And it is, it is kind of laughable that you have these nations at the UN saying that they're willing to boycott, divest, and sanction from Israel. And I'm like, excuse me, some of the greatest technology in the world is coming out of Israel right now, specifically when it comes to biology and science and medical.
Well, the front page of the tech section of the Post yesterday, Snapchat is so taken with some of the companies there, they're buying them. I mean, this is the enviable wealth of tech development is occurring. It's not our Silicon Valley anymore. It is the Tel Aviv region and what's coming out of there. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, as in terms of this legislation, Alicia, does the legislation by the senators have a shot at gaining speed if there are enough of those high-profile guys who have their names attached to it?
Yeah, and I think that it's been encouraging, even though he's on the House side, that Steny Hoyer had the cojones to say something today. And I think that you really need people like Chuck Schumer to grow a pair and not just say harsh things, but actually be willing to put actions behind his words. I think you have a majority, if not all, unilaterally. I don't know that much. I don't think that Rand Paul would agree with this solution because he's such an isolationist. But I would imagine all of the other Republican senators are going to be behind this. But I agree with Bibi Netanyahu that this should be something that is bipartisan and that they're from Democrats and Republicans alike.
Alicia, can you stay for one more segment? I've got a few other stories I wanted to quiz you about, including the death of Carrie Fisher and now the imminent issue of her mother's health. We will explore that. Plus, there's a new twist to New Year's Eve this year. You know what it is? I'll tell you about that and get Alicia's perspective on it next. It's After Hours. It's Kevin McCullough. Our phone's always open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Mostly cloudy skies, 38 degrees in the city, feels like 35. What's going on? We have the answer. The verbal sparring between President-elect Trump and President Obama going up a notch after a series of back-and-forth jabs at each other. Trump tweeted out this morning, quote, "Doing my best to disregard the many inflammatory President O statements and roadblocks. Thought it was going to be a smooth transition, not exclamation point." Sadly, new details are emerging in the gruesome murders of a former New York City school teacher and her 4-year-old son, Sarah Lee Kessler, with more.
Police tell the New York Post that 23-year-old Isaac Duran Infante, the baby daddy, and Felicia Barahona's former science student, confessed to killing the two because he was tired of paying child support and didn't like the fact that Barahona often dressed the boy in girls' clothing. The 36-year-old woman found strangled with an electrical cord in her Harlem apartment Monday. Their son, Miguel, drowned in a bathtub. Barahona was fired from a Bronx high school in 2012 when school officials learned of their affair. Infante, who now lives in Easton, Pennsylvania, is charged with murder. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports tonight, it is the Knicks versus the Hawks. The Nets take on the Bulls. And right here on AM 970, the answer at 8 o'clock, it's NCAA basketball, Seton Hall versus Creighton. Checking traffic, west side northbound slow from the 50s right on up to the George Washington Bridge. Inbound George Washington Bridge, about 45 for the upper, 30 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 60, outbound Lincoln 30. Inbound Holland 20 from either approach. The outbound Holland Tunnel 30 minutes. Accident in Rockland on the New York State Thruway southbound south of exit 12 blocks your left and center lane. Your forecast tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Thursday, rain and 47. At least it's not snow. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 40. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back pain? No, I'm serious. Do you have some? Bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis. I was just with Dr. Melinda Keller of the Brooklyn Spine Center this week. She was asking me about how my back was. You know, she's my chiropractor because she cares about her patients. And when I see the great degree of quality care that she has helped so many people with, people that have had ongoing back problems for years and they've gone through all these different options, they come to the Brooklyn Spine Center and they help them get whole again. Don't get surgery or shots right up front. You wait and see if there's a holistic approach without cutting on your body that gives you better results, like the decompression machine at the Brooklyn Spine Center. Call them today. Nadia and Celia are standing by. They want to talk to you. They want to help you. 800-707-5010. That's 1-800-707-5010. You can also find testimonials on their website at brooklynspinecenter.com. But call today. Get your back in better shape for Christmas or for the New Year's. 800-707-5010.
AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome to New York.
What you need to know as soon as you need it. After Hours with Kevin McCullough on AM 970. The Answer.
I stand with you. We stand with you. Let's defund the United Nations.
The very tail end of what I had to say to the crowd today. And if you would like to help encourage that legislation to defund the UN, 202-224-3121, a phone number I memorized years ago. Because it is the Capitol building switchboard, you can contact your congressional representative or your senator's office and let them know that you want to see the UN be defunded. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Alicia Krauss continues with me. She is an advocate for Prager University. She spends much of her daytime waking hours doing just that. And she also is the morning show co-host at our sister station in Los Angeles, AM 870, The Answer. And she used to work for that that other guy in talk radio. Not the guy named Rush, the other one. The other one that's...
Great American.
We don't talk about him at this time slot, I'm just saying. But she used to work for him, too, anyway. And longtime friend and good partner with this show. By the way, huge fan of Alicia Krauss is Lou Terminello, our sales department, our general sales manager. He came to me the other day and said, Kev, I love Alicia. You got to make sure that we never miss a week with Alicia. She's got a baby. Sometimes she can't come on. You know, it just sometimes happens that way. Anyway, so sales manager Lou is a huge fan, Alicia. You got to take that with a bit
thanks,
of pride.
Oh, thanks, Lou. That's
okay.
Very sweet.
Debbie Reynolds is hospitalized one day after Carrie Fisher dies. Just last night, my bride was saying, isn't it sad that Debbie Reynolds has outlived her troubled daughter's life? What do you make of this?
Yeah, I was telling my husband yesterday, I mean, the news of Carrie Fisher dying as I am wearing my Star Wars shirt with a young Princess Leia.
Okay, if you did your hair in buns today, you have to take that selfie and put it on the web.
I did not, but I will tweet out a picture of the shirt that I wore, even though I'm like sweating my workout gear. But I did wear it to work out, and I got some nods of appreciation. And I just got to say, it was really heartbreaking. Over the last couple of weeks, I introduced my husband to the original trilogy. And because he'd never seen them like all the way through, and I was raised on them. I think we've talked about
the
program before. I mean, my parents actually walked back up the aisle in August of 1980 to the throne room song from A New Hope. So my late and amazing brother-in-law, Scott, actually had, you know, the Rebel Forces like tattoo on his left arm. So
nice. It
runs in the family. And our 3-year-old had been kind of running in and out, and she got her lightsaber and her laser gun, and she had kind of gotten into watching some bits of the movie while she was playing with her Christmas toys. And it just felt so much more fresh and sad.
Yeah.
I think probably because I was reliving those movies that I grew up with, and you know, not to give anything away, but there's a cameo of sorts of her in Rogue One.
Right.
And then, of course, everyone is anticipating and speculating what's going to happen with the next release that's coming in 2017, which apparently wrapped in July, and so everyone's saying that her role in that is solidified and all of her filming was done, but it's just she was such a powerhouse in that enterprise. And
I can actually confirm for you, all original principal photography was completed, and she will be. It's the third of that trilogy that is in question in terms of how they handle it. So
yeah, and I remember reading that. But all of that to say, so it was just really sad and really fresh. And my husband and I were talking about it last night as we were making dinner, and I was like, you know, my heart goes out to Debbie Reynolds because I've always heard that losing a child is like the worst thing that could ever happen. And then when I saw on TMZ earlier today that an hour ago that, you know, she had been rushed to the hospital and it was a supposed stroke while she was actually in the process of planning her daughter's funeral. I mean, the poor woman, I can't imagine.
And it happened at Carrie Fisher's brother's house. Todd Fisher was where Debbie Reynolds was when they took her in. So we'll keep our eye on that. Hey, interesting television news. HGTV beat CNN in 2016 in total audience. They finished third only behind Fox News and ESPN. Their slogan, "We will never upset you," how the network beat CNN is featured on Drudge Report right now. But what do you make of how far CNN has fallen?
It's kind of fascinating. CNN typically does really well if you watch the ratings when there's breaking news. But they don't really have, I think, the personalities like MSNBC or even Fox News have on the right or the left that people tune in to see, specifically in their primetime lineup. And I think that, you know, Anderson Cooper does good coverage. I've always liked my interactions with Don Lemon, and I think he's obviously biased in a lot of areas, but I think overall he's a talented dude.
Okay, final question. There's going to be an extra second at New Year's Eve this year. How are you going to spend it?
What? How is this mathematically possible?
That's exactly how I'm going to spend it, too.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would you like to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days and have it guaranteed to happen? Kev, you know that can't happen. No, I do know that it can happen. Why? Because it happened to me. A little over 2 years ago, I took Dr. Kerry Skorsky's challenge, and for 40 days, I followed his plan to a T. And at the end of the 40 days, I had lost the 30 pounds my original goal had set. Friends, you could do the same thing. It's just a matter of desiring to and getting to know Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare team. See, they're on a mission to radically impact your health to get it to be better than ever before, and weight dramatically impacts it. In fact, when you lose weight, skin problems go away, other medical issues that you have improve, and some people even go off regular medication. It's truly amazing to see what losing that weight can do for you, and I want you to get started right now. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. It's guaranteed you will lose the weight. A new you in 40days.com. That's a new you in 40days.com or 844-THE-DIET.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know the government has been making preparations to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My friends at Landmark Capital have the facts with their brand new white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. President-elect Donald Trump and his cabinet have announced that they are not repealing the Dodd-Frank Act, but instead modifying one section, bank reporting requirements. This intact law still allows the government to seize your hard-earned money. Banks leveraged their money, which is what caused the 2008 downturn. Banks are now leveraging twice as much as they did prior to 2008, but this time they will want your money. Protect your hard-earned wealth, transfer your 401k and IRA into physical gold or silver, and hold your wealth in your hands without a tax liability. Call Landmark Capital today and ask for this free white paper, 844-604-2575. Just get the facts and make the right choice. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Looking for a convenient cafe that also features superior takeout prepared meals and family packages for any dinner? Chow Pizza, located at 2321 U.S. Highway Route 22 West in Union, New Jersey, features their mouth-watering famous focaccia sandwiches, a variety of pizzas including Nona, arugula, and breakfast pizza with multigrain and gluten-free crust, custom fresh tossed salads, hearty homemade soups made from scratch, seafood, and many pasta dishes. Specializing in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering, let them cater your business meeting breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Chow Pizza often accommodates same-day orders and offers daily delivery. Chow Pizza, home of great food, catering, and much, much more. Check out the complete takeout menu. To order online, go to chowpizzaandcatering.com. That's chowpizzaandcatering.com or call 908-624-0555. That's 908-624-0555.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our good friend Phil Van Horn, the CEO of Blue Rock Energy, wanted me to share some tips and strategies with you on how you can save on your heating bill as the temperature continues to drop. You know, a lot of homeowners have their water heater temperature set to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, if you reduce the water heater temperature to like 120 degrees, it uses less energy and won't make a notable difference for most. If it's cool, you can always increase, but keep the temperature below 140 degrees Fahrenheit if you can. For more tips, 877-280-4909 or bluerockenergy.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the
may be done. So here's what you missed. Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's After Hours with Kevin McCullough on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Normally, on Mondays, we take a look at what is going on in the markets because Monday, the markets were closed. We're talking about money on a Wednesday. So this is your Wednesday money segment. Doesn't have the quite the same rhyme is the Monday money. But anyway, David Fisher is here from Landmark Capital. And David, I hope you had a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and an early Happy New Year.
Likewise to yourself. And you know, whether it's Monday or Wednesday, Kevin, we always need to focus in on what's happening in the markets and our own money.
Yeah, you know, I saw this article in the New York Post yesterday, and I sent it your way because I was interested in your thoughts on it. But there's so much on the money channels about whether or not the Dow is going to hit 20,000. And like even today, people are like, oh, did it hit 20,000? Is it going to hit 20,000? Like, I was at lunch with one of the producers here at the station, and he was checking the Bloomberg channel like every 2 minutes. Did we hit 20,000? Is 20,000 on the Dow Jones, is it that important? I mean, what does it mean for us to hit 20,000, and why should we care one way or the other?
Well, it's kind kind of like a hurdle. The more it's talked about, the higher the hurdle gets, and the more difficult it is to surpass this number. It's more a mental thing than anything else. It's historical, the actual number itself, and that's why it's being talked so much about. I think that really we should pull back and ignore the number, because I think we're going to go through the number. It's just a matter of time, unless we get into the, you know, we're in the early signs of a market pullback, which we could be, because the Dow is off, you know, even though it's only off about 100 points today, it's hitting some headwinds. It's part of it's because it's the end of the year. Sell-off, people, you know, go to cash. They also make changes in their portfolio. But there's this whole idea, Kevin, this is a bump before inauguration, but it could also be the dump after inauguration, which is what we could experience.
It seems to me that this might be riskier to invest in stocks right now if it does hit 20,000.
We've had a lot of job losses, Kevin, but 15% of the job losses went overseas. 85% of our job losses came from lost in technology, where we replaced humans with machines.
Right.
And, you know, they're not going to go unplug the machine from the wall because it's cost effective. So we got to get job creation. We also are concerned about a too high of a dollar volume by the dollar index, which is not good for companies here in America, because our prices selling our goods and services overseas becomes more expensive. So we're going to hit some headwind in that. But right now, we're not seeing any leaders, you know, like Caterpillar, Intel, Walt Disney, all those, you know, Exxon, JP Morgan, all those companies that typically lead the Dow are kind of taking a hiatus right now. They're pulling back in the market. There's nothing in the news that says let's go to 20,000. And because of lack of that, there's no volume. Therefore, the bids are not being supported. That's why the Dow is going down. Until we get into the new year, I don't think we're going to hit 20,000. But there's this euphoria that's going on. You know, I'm hearing about it. It's like the dot-com thing all over again. When that was happening in 2000, they said the Dow 25,000 in 5 years. Obviously, that didn't happen. I'm reading articles that says the Dow 50,000 now coming up. I think it's euphoria.
Let's talk about some of the big kind of weather vanes and what's going on. You've talked about Deutsche Bank. You've talked about Monte Paschi Bank. Those are foreign banks. What do they mean to Americans? Why are these things important?
When we live in a global society, an interconnected systemic banking system, when one major bank goes down, it affects the rest of the world. Brexit affected the rest of the world. And when our banking system was affected in 2008, specifically Lehman Brothers, a brokerage entity, it affected the world. Monte Paschi, the oldest bank in the world, 544 years old, just got a government bailout to the tune of $21 billion U.S. dollars or 20 billion euros from the Italian government, so they're not going to go under. They couldn't get the money from private investors, so the government was the last place to go, and they're certainly going to do that.
Well, why is that helpful or not to Americans?
Well, if we would have seen one or two of these banks go under, we would have seen three or four other banks go under. And if Monte...
If they go down, it's just like the housing crisis. If they go down, then they pull the American banks with them, and then we would have been sucked into this kind of aftermath. Okay.
Been the vacuum.
Last question, Dave. When stocks are high, gold is usually more affordable. What's going on with the gold market right now?
The gold market went through a correction. You know, it gets a lot of bad press. When stocks went through the same correction of gold did recently, they tell you people to buy. Gold, they tell you to stay away from it. In fact, I saw some reports saying it's going under $1,000, which is, you know, the person didn't know much about gold, obviously, when they were talking about it. But gold's at 1141 and change right now. It's been moving up. We're past the correction. We're back into the fundamentals. We're going to see higher prices in gold because we're going to see some massive amount of debt being added to our economy or our national debt, unfortunately, because the spending bill of President-elect Trump says if he does nothing, $9 trillion is going to be added to the debt. But what he wants to pass, one of his bills, is going to add $6 trillion. That's $15 trillion. That's insane. We cannot support that level mathematically. So we're either going to have that type of spending, and if we do, we're going to have higher prices in gold.
All right. David Fisher, we hear from him every week on the money segment. David, thank you so much for being with us. 10 common mistakes to avoid when purchasing precious metals. That is the thing that they are offering to you free of charge right now when you call 844-604-2575. It's a white paper that explains the 10 common mistakes to avoid when purchasing physical precious metals, and would love to be able to send that to you. 844-604-2575, or you can request it when you visit landmarkgold.com. David, thanks for being with us.
Sounds great. Talk to you in the new year.
All right. 844-604-2575. Again, the free giveaway that David is making today, a white paper that explains the 10 common mistakes to avoid when purchasing physical precious metals. 10 common mistakes to avoid when purchasing physical precious metals. 844-604-2575. Free when you call right now. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Mostly cloudy skies, 37 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, a problem in Queens, a stalled truck on the Van Wyck northbound near the LIE. Busy on the LIE eastbound right through Queens. Belt Parkway eastbound stop and go, Flatbush to Pennsylvania Avenue. Cross Bronx westbound delays from the Bruckner to the outbound George Washington Bridge. Now the inbound George Washington Bridge, 45 to 60 minutes for the upper 30 at the lower inbound Lincoln, 60 outbound Lincoln 30. Inbound Holland Tunnel, about 20 from either approach. The outbound Holland Tunnel, 35 minutes. And the New York State Thruway southbound in Rockland near exit 12. Well, the accident just cleared, but the bad news is it is just stopped on the Thruway southbound from north of 14A through 12. Onlooker delays on the Thruway northbound. Everything's open on the Thruway northbound, but it's slow from exit 9 to Tarrytown right up to exit 13 for the Palisades Parkway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I feel like at least 50% better so far. I'm not as fatigued because I do construction work, so I normally get knocked around a lot. And I'm like 60-plus years old, and I'm still doing it. And I can start beating guys half my age now.
Dr. Howard has put together an all-new health challenge that will absolutely allow you to find out for yourself what Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies will do for you. The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of free product. Yes, 2 months of free Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Call now for details. And who knows, you may be hearing your own success story on the radio. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
Right is the best nutritional supplement on the market.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Business owners, is there anything more frustrating than keeping your IT network online? You know, you outsource that to try to be smart, but they nickel and dime you. They don't show up on time. You never know if it's really fixed the right way, and they don't do what they say that they're going to do. It's time to put that behind you, friends, because TechWorks is here to revolutionize your services when it comes to IT. They have the most superior cloud service and cybersecurity systems you'll ever find. And I got to tell you, I know these people. They're going to guarantee 60 minutes or less response time for every issue you need, and they have an incentive in their program to keep your network operational all the time. Get a free consultation when you mention my name and find out just how much they could be saving you money, time, and productivity. Call them today, TechWorks, 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Or online at TechWorks.com. That's Tech, W-E-R-X-E.com, TechWorks.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
I feel like I'm choking.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor, because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
I know you're
as it happens. Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Friends need to tell each other the hard truths.
Secretary Kerry paid lip service to the unremitting campaign of terrorism that has been waged by the Palestinians against the Jewish state for nearly a century.
Actually, what the second half should have said is friends don't take friends to the Security Council. That's how that return should have happened. But it's exactly true. John Kerry speaking earlier today, in his long pronounced rambling Massachusetts tone, looking down on those that sit in front of him, because, you know, he married Teresa. He sucks ketchup all summer. Therefore, he thinks he's better than everyone else. I'm so glad this man was never president, by the way. There would have been suicide watches for a lot of people. John Kerry gave a press conference today. Ah, six more people off themselves. But I want to concentrate on something that he tried to make part of the discussion today. He tried to say that it was America's values that caused us to betray our friend Israel at the United Nations this week. That's what he tried to say. He tried to attempt to say that it was American values that caused that. See, I don't see historically how that's the case. Because what I see being the case is that our ally needed help, and we turned a deaf ear to them. He defended the controversial decision to abstain the UN vote condemning Israeli settlements, saying the Obama administration wants to push a two-state solution for peace with the Palestinians. Friends, we don't even know if the two-state solution is going to work. I'm highly doubtful that it will. Because in the limited amount of property that you've given them already, by the way, Israelis have nothing to do with the Palestinians in their controlled areas. The only thing that they do provide, man, do they provide it, is some awesome security. But outside of that, the Palestinian-controlled areas are Palestinian-run. They are dirty. They are grungy. There is nothing nice or clean or good about them. You don't even have to know the geography of where you're at to know if you're in a Palestinian neighborhood or if you're in a Jewish neighborhood in Israel, because there's such contrast. And John Kerry saying that trying to push the two-state solution to provide peace, while it may have glorious and optimal hope in terms of some sort of pie-in-the-sky idea, is not practical. The West Bank is not the West Bank. It's 35 miles to the east of the West Bank. I'm sorry, to the west of the West Bank. And in reality, should be limited back to the bank of the river. All of the property from the Jordan to the Mediterranean should be the land of Israel. And I just hope that our president moves our embassy smack dab to the heart of the old city. Kevin McCullough, see you tomorrow.